And these young girls that got up and sang about being in His presence. I never want to leave. Never want to leave. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse 17. That's not where I'm preaching from, but I wanted to read that passage of Scripture to you. It said, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." If you've got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 17 and leave your Bibles open, if you will. I'm going to be preaching from this text. I'm going to look at verses 1 through 4, and then we're going to read a little bit more maybe. Chapter 17, verse number 1. This is when Christ took Peter, James, and John up on the Mount of Transfiguration. You're familiar with that account. And it says, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was as white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with them. And then answered Peter and said unto him, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Where the presence of the Lord is, I don't want to leave." The wife and I have talked about this many times and time again. We'll have a good church service, and it seems like that we can't run people out of here. People want to stay. They want to stay in the presence of the Lord. They want to stay where their soul is getting fed, where there is the presence, there's liberty there. He said, "If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias." There's a gospel group that's out that I like to listen to some. They've got some good songs. It's the Bly Family. I don't know if any of y'all listen to them or not. But they wrote a song that the others have sang it. Maybe some others have recorded it. But the song is titled, "Build Him a Place." And if I have a title to my sermon tonight, it's, "Let's Build Him a Place." There are some times that we get to where we... I'm trying to get ahead of myself here. But the Bly Family, they begin to write this song. The song says that the presence of the Lord is moving across the land. Where 2 or 3 are gathered, He said He'd be in the midst. The Word says He inhabits the praise of the redeemed when He walks in among us. It's up to you and me. Let's build Him a place to stay right here with us as we give Him glory for all that He has done. Then the Lord will move. He'll move again and again. As we lift up holy hands, let's magnify His name and build Him a place. He goes on to say that I know it may be easy to sit here in the pew, but He's seeking those to worship Him in spirit and in truth. There's no telling what will happen when we get in one accord. We'll have old-time revival like we've never had before. It's time to build Him a place. Well, I know that I've said before that the Lord cannot move. And that's absolutely true because He fills all space and all time. But really, I think we have a kind of a weird way of expressing ourselves when we say, the Lord really moved in the service tonight. The Lord didn't move. What He did is the Lord showed up and demonstrated Himself. The Lord is already here. But what we need to do, Brother Blake, is build Him a place. He was already there with Peter, James, and John. He'd been there all along, but they got everything in right, the right order. And they built him a place. And Peter said, it is good for us to be here. Now, I like church services where we have the demonstration of an almighty God that shows up. Well, I know there's some places that we have to go. We have to go to work. We have obligations. We have appointments. I heard Shelby saying a while ago that she's looking forward to this next week because it's on spring break. She's a school teacher. She's looking forward to because she's obligated to go to school. Who's going to teach the children if she's not there? We have obligations to meet needs of our family. Brother Virgil, you put on a badge and put on a gun and the uniform and go out and because you have obligations that you have to meet. Brother Isaac, I'm sure you would like to just sit at home 7 days a week. But the old saying is, so off to work I go. There are places that we have to go that we really don't want to be there. But whenever I come to the house of God, there is no place I'd rather be than right here. And there's no place I'd rather be than right here when the Spirit of God shows up and demonstrates Himself in an almighty way. There are a few things. I know what Peter meant here on the Mount of Transfiguration. He said, Lord, it is good for us to be here. His soul was getting fed. But I want to look at some of the things here that was there on the Mount of Transfiguration. He gives us a recipe, if you will, to build him a place. Three people that was there. Moses, he was there. Elijah, he was there. Jesus, he was there. Everything that we need. You know, I just don't want to come to church and be in church. You know, there are churches out there that have good preachers. They have a good message. They have a good sermon. But it's as dead as July with no rain. As dry as it can be. The first thing they had was Moses. Moses is representation of the law. Moses represents the word, the truth, the structure, the reverence. Before there was shouting, there was surrender. Before the glory of God came, there was holiness. God's presence does not just fall on anyone. You cannot have liberty without truth. We need a standard of living. You cannot live like the devil 6 days a week and come to church and expect for this to be a good place. I believe in everything being done in decency and order. We need order in the church, and I agree with that. I mean, what kind of a church would it be if, what kind of a pastor would it be if I did not study, if I did not pray, if I did not seek the Lord and what message to bring forth? What kind of a service would it be if our song leaders got up here and said, I don't have a clue what to sing. Has anybody got a song that they want to sing? If you don't come to church with prayer on your mind, if you don't come to church and you've never picked up your Bible all week long and never read a scripture, and all you're getting is what you're getting from maybe Sunday school or maybe church service, that's all you're getting. It's no wonder we can't expect a church service, a place where it's good to be. We need to build this place on the foundation of the Word with the demonstration of the fire if we want this to be a good place to be. But where do you get that? The second person that was there, Elijah. He is representation of the fire. What would have happened if he would have went out there? You remember when he called fire down from heaven? What would have happened if he would have went out there and said, I don't expect anything to happen, but just go ahead and bring the water and pour it all over the sacrifice. He come with prayer and determination to see a demonstration. I can remember when saints of God used to pray. I'm old school. I remember the old time holiness preachers and the old time holiness meetings where people come and they expected to see God show up. They expected to see a good service. They expected healing. They expected deliverance. They expected to see people get saved. They come with the expectation of the demonstration of the fire. We come to church. We try to sit with expectation of preacher, preach me happy if you can. Singers, sing me happy if you can. We need to get back to the basics of reading the Word. We need to get back to the basics of having. Well, how do you come with the expectation of a demonstration? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word. We need Moses. He's representation of the Word. How are you going to have faith if you don't know what the Word says? How are you going to know the promises of God if you don't know what you can stand on? Where the devil come a-calling Jesus there, I think it's Matthew chapter number 4, you'll find out he said it is written. It is written. He come back to him with the Word every time. If he had not known the Word, and he was the Word, by the way, you know what Satan done? He twisted it just enough. Get back to reading the Word. But you say, preacher, I'm in the book of Numbers right now, and you don't know how boring that can be. I'll just be honest with you. I know how boring it can be. And then we get over in the book of Chronicles. It's in there for a reason. I feel your pain. But we've got to have the Word. There will be things that you will read that people will ask you about, and God will give you a revelation concerning that scripture. It is the living Word. How do we have bold proclamation? It is an expectation for the power to fall. How do we get that? By faith. By faith. Not only was Moses there, and Elijah was there. We need the law. We need the Word. We need the fire. We need the bold expectation. We need the bold proclamation. But the third person that was there was Jesus. It will be a good place to be when we focus on Him. Look with me in verse number 5 what it says. And while He yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. It is always about him. When all the cloud is gone, when the storms are no longer, it's about him. Without Jesus, we'll just come to church and it'll be just another meeting, Brother Robert. We'll go home the same way we came. But whenever he shows up, we'll come home, we'll go home differently than what we came. We won't want to leave this place. We won't want to leave the presence of the Almighty whenever he shows up. But there's some things that have to happen before we can build a place. The law shows guilt. The prophets and Elijah showed fire and stir emotion. It's not all emotion. I've been in church services where things was not done in decency and order. And I know we have an order to the service. But if the Holy Spirit moves, he can have his way. I'll gladly shut up and sit down. He can do more in just a twinkling of an eye than I can do in hours and hours and days and months and years behind a pulpit preaching. He can do more in a split second than I could ever imagine. We need decency and order. But we also need for him to have his way. But Jesus, he shows grace, and Jesus saves. He needs to be our focus. He is our hope, and he is our restoration. You know, one thing I've noticed is when his glory fills the room, you don't have to ask people to sing. You don't have to beg them to lift up their hands. Whenever the presence of the Lord is here, you don't have to tell sad stories and draw people's emotions to have tears to run down their face. When the conviction power of the Holy Spirit, you don't have to give an altar call. The people will run. You say, well, does he make you get saved? No, he wished you were saved. He'll make people run to the altar and bow before a holy God. Let's build him a place. We see the law, we see the fire, and we see Jesus. Hey, listen to me. You don't need another three-step program. You don't need to go to I just heard on the radio, they have a free seminar. I don't know what it's about. It may be something wonderful. I don't know. But a pastors and associate pastors can go free. Maybe a wonderful thing. I don't know, but we don't need another program. We need to get back to the basics. We need the law. We need the fire. A church without the fire is dead. But I don't like all that fire. I don't like all that hooping and shouting and carrying on. Well, you just go ahead and go on and find you a dead church somewhere. There's plenty of them out there. But I want to be in a place Like what Peter said when he stood up and said that, Lord, it is good for me or for us to be here. I want to be in a place that I can feel the Spirit of God move. That same Jesus that was standing that day on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John is here in this service tonight. I've already told you, He can't move. He's everywhere. The same Jesus that was there is here. What has changed? It's a sobering thought. They had the law, and they had the fire, and they had Jesus. I know every church service, we're not going to shout. But every church service should have the potential to where we get up and we say like Peter, Lord, it is good for us to be here. I remember, and I'll shut up in just a second, but I remember, and I'm old enough that I can say I can remember. I reminisce a lot more than I used to. But I can remember having testimony services. And I know Devon and Donna, they can too. They grew up in the same church I did. But I can remember testimony services. And people would get up and testify, and it was like, my goodness, they just had to shut them down. We'd have testimony services, and somebody'd break out in a song and begin to sing a song and in the middle of testimony services. By the time they got through singing, well, you had the other half of the church that had thought about the goodness of God and things they'd been praying for, and they was on fire and wanted to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. And they would stand up, the other half of the church would stand up and testify. We can't hardly get people to stand up and say, I'm thankful that He woke me up today. Something's missing. Something's missing. Let's build Him a place. When we build Him a place, Peter said, let's build 3 altars. You know why? Peter felt unworthy. He needed to bow before a holy God. There's something about when the presence of the Lord shows up, it will make people want to pray. You want to see the church grow? You want to see our community reached? You want to see the lost saved? The law, the fire, and most importantly, Christ at the center. And church, we'll see results.